The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi everybody, my name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. I won't be doing any interviews with drivers, you can hear those just about anywhere, and I won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. If I do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why I call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is It's Saturday Night Under the Lights at Kansas from a NASCAR fan's view. After the wreck fest at Talladega last weekend, NASCAR Cup teams hitting the track at Kansas may seem a bit tame. Kansas Speedway is a 1.5-mile driver and fan favorite and should prove to be an interesting race, and even better yet, it's another Saturday night under the lights. Nothing really compares with racing under the lights, at least from this fan's view. There are a lot of people that like when NASCAR races under the lights on a Saturday night. That could be because many a NASCAR fan grew up going to Saturday night racing at our local tracks, and some of us even had the opportunity to drive in those races. Honestly, there's just something about Saturday night races, whether you're a fan or a driver. It appears, at least for the moment, Matt Kenseth and Joey Logano have put their differences behind them. Well, at least for the time being. But with the history the two of them have had over the last couple of seasons, who knows how things will be after this one is over tonight. From this fan's view, it seems when a couple of drivers have a few run-ins, somehow they manage to be around each other a lot, and tensions can run pretty high for an extended period. I guess I should add, when one or the other of them thinks they've been wronged by the other, or they actually have been wronged by the other. And last season is a prime example of that between these two drivers. All it takes is a misstep, whether intentional or not, by one or the other, for things to flare up all over again. Sometimes the flare-up is to the delight of the fans and adds to the intensity and excitement week in and week out. Just one final statement of the racing at Talladega last weekend. When it comes down to it, it's likely only two things will be remembered by everyone about the race. Brad Keselowski won, and they set a new record for the number of big wins in a race at Talladega. The final tally I heard of the number of cars that had either light or major damage in those accidents was 33 out of the 40 that started. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. After this word, from our sponsor. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice and host behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. Music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on my podcasts. If you make audio or video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you'll feel the same way I do about them. So click on the banner or link below and let Mike tell you all about it himself, and you'll be able to get $2 themes for yourself. While you're there, you'll be able to find out more of the great stuff Mike has to offer. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time. When I was involved in racing, I raced Chevys. As a Chevy fan, it is hard for me to fathom how strong the Toyotas are this season, especially the Joe Gibbs Toyotas. They've shown up just about every week so far as the ones to beat, whether they've won or not, and this week doesn't look to be that much different. All of the JGR teams and associated teams ran strong in practice and in qualifying, and it could be an understatement for me to mention one of them could end up in victory lane when the Go Bowling 400 is done. What I mean is, just look at the results from qualifying and the lineup for tonight's race. JGR and Associated Toyotas are four of the top six starters. Kurt Busch and Brad Keselowski slipped in between Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch, but from this fan's view, that's a pretty strong statement coming from the JGR Toyota camp. Carl Edwards was the only one that qualified outside of the top 10 from the JGR camp, and he was 12th. He did look good in practice, though, and barring the unforeseen, he could be contending for the win as the laps wind down tonight. It has to be hard for the teams that once held the dominating place in NASCAR to be looking on helplessly as not performing up to even their own standards. Of course, I know I'm talking about Hendrick Motorsports. They just haven't shown the strength they have in past years throughout their organization. Sure, I know Jimmy Johnson has two wins under his belt this season, but overall, the Hendrick teams have been sort of lackluster performers, at least so far this season. Although I know they could have a strong performance tonight and make my statements sound kind of empty, from this fan's view, they are struggling this season, much as the Roush teams have for the past few years. In fact, the Hendrick teams do appear to be going through some similar things the JGR teams did not all that long ago. Twice this year that we know of, their drivers have had trouble with the steering wheel not being properly locked on the shaft and coming off. It has been such a concern that it has caused them to use different ones starting this weekend at Kansas. One of those times this season, it caused Jimmy Johnson to wreck, and last weekend, Dale Jr. could have had disastrous results had it happened at a slightly different time and place on the track. That's just a couple of the little things hounding Hendrick Racing this season, along with the fact that they just haven't looked like they have in the past when it comes to race days. When you add up all those little details hounding them, it could explain why they aren't so dominating on the track, at least so far. This could be a breakout weekend for Martin Truex Jr., and this fan will admit he is due for a win, but it remains to be seen if he will be able to pull it off. Same goes for Matt Kenseth. He just hasn't been able to catch a break in his first 10 races of the season. I'm not going to say the winner of tonight's race will be a part of JGR, but they do look good for it. Of course, it could be a night that surprises all of us and someone totally unexpected wins. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.